Josh, you're up. Marty's out of here. Never saw anyone run so fast through the door. Well, I feel encouraged. We're going to start in Romans 12. After I have a good cry and... Yeah, that's true. That was bad. I shot good, so I didn't really care what you guys said. So we're going to start in Romans 12. We're going to talk a little bit about love and family love, more so. And when I say family, I'm talking about the church family, not so much your family, although that will be there too. But we're going to start in chapter 12. We're going to go verse 3. I just spilled all over. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them, if prophecy, in the proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving the ones who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast what is good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Just do that and you'll be fine. All right, let's open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are and all that you've done for us. We thank you for the group we have here and that I like to refer to as family. And please help that we'll just listen to what you have to say today, that everything that is spoken from me is your words, not mine, and that we will take this challenge and embrace it and see what comes of it, and to put everything to your honor and your glory. In the name of Christ we pray. So I was thinking about, well, we have VBS coming up. It's like it is basically our biggest ministry that we do, and there's a lot going on with it, right? We have not only like our normal everyday work life and family life and all that stuff. Then we had 3 days of exhaustion with chasing kids and all the plans, the crafts, the games. And it's just an exhausting couple of days. It's a good couple of days, but it's exhausting. So we know by now every one of us has like our own way about doing things when it comes to VBS and or other random things that are get done in the church. And if we see something that we don't like during that time, can we go up to somebody and say something? So I don't even know who's doing crafts, but we'll just say with the crafts. Are you doing them? So we'll find out. So we'll just say Joyce is doing crafts, and you know what? I didn't really care for the crafts she did last year, but I'm not going to help out. But I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to tell Pete I didn't like what Joyce did last year, And, well, Pete's going to go, well, are you going to go help her or pick something new? Well, no. I just don't like what she did. Is that the right thing to do? No. I know Joyce long enough to where I could go up to Joyce and say, hey, I don't really like what you did last year. And then she'll say to me, are you going to help? Well, no, I'm not going to help. Like, what is the best way to go about fixing something like that? Like, I had an opinion. It may be like, okay, maybe she didn't even like what she did last year. But, and we want to try something new. So, like, how can we go about, instead of me going to Pete, I go directly to her. So, as a group, as a family group, that's how everything should happen, right? Much easier said than done. So, and that goes two ways. I know if I went to Joyce and I said something like that, she would probably say, well, what would you suggest? I'll try something new. And so not only do I have to go as a loving and say it in a loving way, but the person receiving that has to be humble enough to receive it and to, like, deny their own ego and say, okay, well, what would you suggest? So I'm using the VBS thing as an example, but in churches in general, if somebody doesn't like something about what someone else does, a lot of times it comes at them and they find out from a roundabout, right? They don't hear it directly from the person that is upset with it. They'll hear, if I'm upset with Rich, maybe Pete or Marty will end up telling Rich that Josh is upset. How do we fix it? What is the best way to become that one body and work together? You have two cards. Is what the second card is for. We're going to talk about love languages. So I want to know if you know what your love language is and what if you know what your gift is. Don't write your name on that card. But if you during the like this, if you think of either one of those, just write them in there. The love languages. Does anyone know what? There's five of them. Does anyone know them? That one. Acts of service. Quality time. Touch. Gifts. You're giving or receiving, and words of affirmation, but that's all of them. Words of affirmation, quality time, touch, acts of service, gifts. So, I with those loves, those acts of love, which one are you, and which one do you like the best? Which one do you give out? A lot of times the one that you give out is the one that you are. But at any given time, to someone that you love, you should be able to give all five. So with me and my wife, typically we would get all five in at some point.
What are the five loves again?
It's love language, words of affirmation. So, like, complimenting. Like, on the golf course today, I told Rich, good swing, like, and he didn't deserve it many times. quality time. After, he hit it into the woods a few times, we just sat there silent. Just gave him the quality time. And then touch, when he was just walking in front of everyone else, hitting his ball, I had to touch him to get out of the way so we can... Acts of service. I gave him extra balls for hitting into the woods. And gifts. I gave him the tether. I gave him a gift and he just like disregarded it today. Just left it in the cart. Yeah, I was giving it a shot. gifts, giving or receiving gifts, according to the book. Sometimes it's hard to receive gifts. You think you don't deserve it or whatever. And some people just don't like to receive gifts. Much rather give it. And then through this, what are your like spiritual gifts? And then for love, which one do you like to receive and which one do you give out? So how do we become one body or one family and work together? Like, does anyone have any ideas of how we can do that?
In a caring way, they will read through your heart. They'll be able to feel that you're sincere. So to be non-judging, not like finding fault with someone's arts and crafts or something. Show it with love, bring the Lord's scripture in it. Just be kind and find something that was good about it. And give it to the Lord if there was something that
yep. Well, you hit it right on the head. Verse 9 of 12, chapter 12. Let love be genuine. That right there, that's it. Let love be genuine. You hit it. If you're serious about showing love to a brother or sister, it's pretty obvious if you're doing it genuinely. If you're doing it just to do it, it comes out sort of different. Like, if my kids clean their room, yeah. Although, Dad, it's clean. It's clean. But if you go up there without an ankle brace, probably you gotta part the clothes, and then there's random spoons in there and all sorts of stuff. I was like, oh, here's this I've been missing for 3 months. Every towel we own is up there. If it's genuine, you're going to see it right away. Where if you're just going through the motions, like when me and my wife clean our room, it's a lot different than when the kids clean the room. Because we actually want it neat and clean and all that. They're doing it just to appease us. It's not like a genuine want or need for them. That's true too. If it's all one layer on the ground, that's good enough. Correct. So we got to let love be genuine. If you want real friends, you want real family, be real. Don't just act. Be real. When someone asks you, how you're doing, tell them. Tell them how you feel. Don't just hide it. And one other thing just brought up is you don't know what other people are going through on their daily basis unless you're highly involved. So something like VBS, someone comes in, maybe they're a little cranky on day two. What's your problem? You don't know what just happened at their house. They could have just found out one of their family members got terminal cancer. They just found out. So you got to, you know, give our family the benefit of the doubt. And if they're cranky, try to cheer them up. Start that. Be genuine. And if you ask someone how they're doing, mean it. Like, really try to find out. You know how, like, you'll be at work and you'll see someone that's, they'll be a little upset or something. You'll be like, you know, how are you doing today? And they're like, good. And you know they're not good, but you just move on. You're like, well, I don't want to talk to that guy anymore. That guy's going to go on for 15 minutes about, you know, nonsense and the gas and all these gas prices and all that. So you just try to move on and get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they said to me, how come you're always so critical?
Yeah, some people can take it the wrong way. And then if you're dealing with somebody that doesn't love the Lord too, they can think of your questionings as being too much. But with the love languages things and then quality time, sometimes is people just like to hear themselves talk. So a lot of times they can talk, and if they think you're like a critical person and they have in the past or something, maybe just be quiet. I'll pray for you. Or that situation, no advice, no anything. Just simple, I'll pray for you. But that's true. But that's why it's important for us as a family, when someone comes with something, that when we're on the other end of it, that we can have humility. If we're not good with something, we don't like the craft either, ask for the help. It's hard to ask for help sometimes. I know I don't like a lot of people to help me with certain things. If I think I could do it, I got it, just leave me alone. You know, my wife tried to help me carry the air conditioner. I'm like, just get out of the way. Open the door. Like, she didn't get that either, but that's all right. I told her I wouldn't tell anyone. She messed that up. So, we're all members. We all have different things to do. You know, what is your spiritual gift? Do you know what it is? Do you know how to use it? There's times where the Lord will, like with us being smaller, he may like add a gift or two to you for a little while. So for us to get through something. Like, I don't really have the administration gift, but there's times where I would have to do something like that and organize something. May not be as good as somebody else doing it, but that's what the Lord has. He'll make it happen. 1 Corinthians. Should we go? We'll go to 1 Corinthians 12. Maybe. So 1 Corinthians 12 talks a little bit about the spiritual gifts. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, all these empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he walks, or as he wills. Verse 12, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. And it goes on to talk about if the foot doesn't work with the hand. And it goes on. So how do we work together? Let love be genuine. And obviously, you know, I'm a sports guy, so a lot of sports analogies. But in almost every sport, that there's more than one person. So if you're playing golf and it's just you out there, right? You're just golfing. Not much communication, although there is typically a lot of communication with yourself, right? And when you're with a team, it's a lot. You talking to your teammates during the game is crucial. In basketball, if there is a fast break, so one team steals it and they're all running down the court, the best fast break defense has a lot of talking. If you don't talk on a fast break defense, it's not a good defense. Like, because there's people running and there's people's backs turned and things like that. And so if somebody from the other side of the court isn't directing traffic, the defense is going to be really bad. When you're by yourself and you're doing a project, it's important. We talked about Zen golf this morning, where if you went up to the tee box and you're like, well, I'm going to hit this ball into the woods, chances are pretty good you're going to hit the ball into the woods. You know, there's that phrase, those who say they can and those who say they can't are both usually right. So when you're by yourself, what are you depending on? What is your communication to yourself? Are you saying, well, I have to do this and I have to go that? Or are you relying on God? God, help me through this. I can only do this with your strength. I can only do this with you. I'm only here for you. Things like that. When we're working as a team, communication is key. So on Wednesday night when we're having this meeting, and you know, there's like a schedule going out, and we'll just say my mom says, well, we'll take 3 minutes to switch from class to class. We know 3 minutes with kids, probably not enough time. And, you know, someone is thinking, well, maybe we should do 10 minutes to switch or 7 minutes, something else. During the meeting, though, we won't say anything. But that's the perfect time to say something. Communicate your thoughts. Communication is key. You want a good defense, you need to communicate. You want a good offense. If you want a good offense, communication is key, but it becomes nonverbal. So in basketball, I know it's a little weird, but basketball, you always communicate with your teammates, but it's more just about eye contact. And the more you play with the same people, the less talking you'll have to do. It's just a simple look. I remember when I was a kid, it's all my dad had to do is look at me and I would stop acting up. And that's just all it took. But at the beginning, it didn't. He had to take me to the side and discipline me. And then as I learned what was going to come of it, he just looked at me and was like, I'm good. Yeah, you got to watch it. He's a little intimidating. He can't run fast now, though, so. but if I get you, be careful. Oh, I just lost the verse. Yeah, John 9:34. You don't have to turn to this one. They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and you would teach us." And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him and said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "We are also blind." Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, and you have no guilt, but now you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." So, but communication, I was going with that one. With if you're blind, how would you get through? If you were blind and you would have no guilt, but now you say, "We see," your guilt remains. But communication and genuine love to help the weaker. 1 Corinthians 12, we'll start in 21. "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor to the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with the greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." You know, when we're going through projects like VBS, I know there's people that run around, they do the trash, they vacuum the floor. It's not the, you know, the guy standing up front doing the puppets and you know, looks like they're running the show or whatever. The guy doing the, you know, cleaning up behind the kids, and then, you know, the games are packed up so at the end of the day, like, everyone can leave. All that stuff is really big. It helps out. And just because it's not, like, a grander-looking job, it's all part of it. And it's just as important as anything else in VBS. So the behind-the-scenes stuff, I personally think, I think it's bigger than the stuff that's going on up front. But if everyone doesn't do their little parts, it doesn't flow right. So we all have the different gifts. We all have different ways of doing things. But it's all for one purpose, right? It's all for God. In the basketball, we used to say "all for him." That was like always our chant. All for him. All for him. And there was times when on the basketball court where you could see one of the players, they weren't giving it all. So coach would call timeout and, "Hey, didn't you just say all for him?" "Well, yeah." "Well, why aren't you hustling?" You know, and then in the church, well, why aren't we, you know, doing our little parts? And when I'm saying all this, I'm not saying anyone's not doing what they're supposed to. I'm encouraging for the future that when we have these little jobs and stuff, that we go at it and we do it genuinely to our full abilities with love. If we see something that we don't like or that we have a concern about, or maybe that Rich isn't vacuuming the way we want him to vacuum, that we go to that person and talk to him, right? There's Matthew 18. We have the Matthew 18 principle, right? Go to that person. Talk to him. Go in love. We have, and then, was it Matthew 7, the plank? The judging others. Matthew 7, judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. But this little part where Jesus is talking, you know, take the log out of your own eye before you take the speck out of your brother's. And there's so many times in life that, you know, we'll look at somebody or something and we'll see they're doing something wrong, and we'll be quick to judge on it. And we may talk about it with somebody else or whatever. And what's in that brother's eye is nothing big. Yet we have the bigger problem. All of that comes down to, what are we looking at? You know, are we looking at our brother with love? Are we looking at what God wants or what we're seeing? A lot of it comes, you know, and one other thing was said about motivation. What is the motivation behind what we're doing? You know, with this VBS, what's our motivation for VBS? Anyone have an answer for that? What is the motivation for that? And so we're doing that good work unto the Lord to get these people in here. And a lot of times what happens to the people that are running it, bonds and friendships typically get stronger. It doesn't happen on purpose, but it does happen. It's in God's plans. After the VBS week, typically, like, as a church family, we are a lot closer. It's what seems to happen every year. And maybe there may be one or two tiffs, but this year I'm hoping for zero tiffs or little upsets, Because then, and that we go directly to that person if we have anything that's bothering us, so that we may get stronger. When you break a bone in your body, you're most likely never going to break a bone in that spot again, because the Lord heals it stronger in that particular spot. So the kids asked me, how many bones did you break, or what? And I was like, I do this. I broke every finger, right? I've never broken one in the same spot, though. I've broken this one 3 times in 3 different spots. And you break something, it comes back stronger. You know, with working out, you break your muscle down, it comes back stronger. You have to feed it too, but it comes back stronger. So if there is a situation, a lot of times you go to that person, that bond will become stronger afterwards if it's done with genuine love. So the challenge, so the second card, I just want you to keep the second card, whatever you think your gift was and whatever you think your love language is. And I, hopefully you have it a few months down the road to see if it changes at all, to see if you've added a gift, to see if your love language switches, anything like that. So I'm coming up here in a couple months, and I was going to ask. Also, when you're doing the love language, which one you like to give? Like, what is your favorite love language to give out? So, but a couple of challenges there. So if you have a problem with someone, go to them. Work with them. I know if I offended Mike or said something that was upsetting Mike, Mike would be like, hey, Josh, me and you should go out to dinner. And then we'd have a good dinner or whatever, or hang out. And it would be done and over with, and me and Mike would be better friends later. But I challenge you to do that to anyone that you have a problem. Don't all come to me at once with your problem. we'll do it by numbers or tickets. But be genuine, love one another. And we all have these different gifts. I can guarantee if everyone wrote their gifts down, there'll be maybe a couple of the same, but we all don't have the same gift. We're all not writing down the same answer. God did that on purpose. We are in this group for a reason. We all have different things to add, and then we're going to take all those differences and put them together and try to become one body. I know with coaching, if you look at like the NBA teams and stuff, they have almost one coach for every player. And then I remember watching Jim Calhoun coach. We watched him for years. And, you know, a guy would mess up like twice in a row. He'd be like, sit down. Another guy goes in, he messes up. He's like, sit down. But his assistant coach was the complete opposite. I don't know if you ever knew that. Jim Calhoun would have like a medical thing, and his assistant coach would come in. Person would mess up. The assistant coach would leave him in. Person would mess up again. Assistant coach doesn't take him out. Just let him keep going. Let him keep going. He plays for 7 minutes, and then he comes out. That's how the assistant coach does it. A lot of times in a coaching staff, they're opposites. There's several different opinions, and it all like comes into one. So it's okay to have different opinions and things like that. It's how we deal with each other for that furtherance of the gospel, to get people in here, to do projects as a family. So we'll just read one more thing, and then we'll get out of here. So we'll just read Romans 12:4-9 again. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them in prophecy in proportion to our faith. If service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, and the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil and hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. And contribute to the needs of the saints. And seek to show hospitality. And make sure you say, you know, that I can. Those who say I can, those who say I can't, both usually right. So let's just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are, all that you've done. We thank you for this challenge that you've given us, and that we would just communicate to each other properly, and we will just do it with love. We're all here because you've brought us together as this family. And we thank you for this family that you have for us, with you in the midst. And you are our common denominator. We just thank you for that. Please, Lord, be with us that we just love one another how you would love us. And we just thank you for this time and just the day and the all the people here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.